This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? 89 days until Election Day. I said earlier, 91. I had 91 in my head. You said 89. Kevin, you nailed it. It's 89 days.
Yeah, I think I saw it in it earlier.
I better get the calendar taped to the studio desk here so I can follow along correctly. But 89 days. You know what? At this very point, 89 days till the election, Hillary Clinton versus Donald Trump. Poll numbers, Fox News poll, nationally, Hillary Clinton 48, Donald Trump 41.
Oh, yeah.
Who won that 89 days later?
Yeah, polls.
And you know what it is today? Exactly with the Trump and Biden?
Yeah.
49 for Say It Ain't So Joe, and 42. So the same margin.
Yep.
Exactly the same margin. And meanwhile, Joe Biden's in his basement.
Same people asked, I'm sure. Same people doing the asking.
In his basement?
Yep.
Did I mention he's in his basement?
He's now got a surrogate talking for him on whatever that means.
His wife has been odd answering questions, too. It's just hard to believe.
Some Democrat from California, John Garamendi or whatever. Yeah, he's on there right now. A Biden surrogate.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what we get with him?
There you go. We're brought to you today by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Despite all the uncertainty in the world today, North Coast Oil and Natural Gas Industry wants you to know they'll be back better than ever, committed to using talent and resources wisely to build a strong, sustainable future for our family, friends, and neighbors. And together, keeping North Dakota a great place to live, work, and raise a family. Find out more at ndoilfoundation.org. Ron Ness from the North Dakota Petroleum Council will be my guest host on Friday. I have my goddaughter is getting married. I have a few goddaughters, but one of them is getting married off this weekend. Up in beautiful Bemidji, Minnesota. So up Friday and Saturday, I'll be up in that neck of the woods and taking in the wedding festivities. So Ron is sitting in, and we appreciate this. Of course, Senator Kevin Cramer will be on, and also Dr. LeBeau from Sanford Health will join Ron. That's Friday in the program. I'll be here tomorrow. Live at the University of Mary and Bismarck tomorrow for a fun day. Okay, hey, Luke, thanks for waiting through the break. I wanted to give you a chance because you had a thought you wanted to finish with, and thank you for the nice comments about the show. We do appreciate that very much, but go ahead and finish what you had to say.
Yeah, and I'm sorry it was taking so long to spit out, but the point I was trying to make is the federal government's not there to police the states. The federal government is there to protect the country as a whole, but it's not the president's fault that the states are having issues internally, like you were saying. It's Democrat states being run very poorly that are the source of the problem.
Do you think it is a stretch to say there are Democratic governors, there are Democratic mayors who are part of the Trump derangement syndrome, the hate Trump crowd, enough that they actually are going to drag their feet opening their cities, opening their states? They just assume things look worse for their own cities and their own states if it, in fact, makes it more difficult for Donald Trump to get reelected. Do you think that's plausible?
I think it's more plausible that politicians are going to do whatever they have to do to stay in power.
Yeah, it is one true fact that you can't argue with. That certainly is the case there, for sure. Luke, I appreciate your call. Thanks so much, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you, gentlemen.
You bet. Arden Kildare wanted to give us an update on Ilhan Omar. He's been following this race. Amazing to me that in Kildare, North Dakota, there's a concern about Ilhan Omar's race in downtown Minneapolis. But that's why Art's a true patriot, because we all ought to care about that race down there because of what this woman stands for, what she's trying to get accomplished. She's got a lot of stature within the Biden administration. So it's certainly important, and she's been running against a Democrat in the primary. That'll be August 11th when they decide that. And so we're going to see what happens. There's a Republican running as well, obviously, in that race, but that'd be the November matchup. This is the Democratic matchup. Arts, what's the latest?
I listened to WCCO the other day, and they had Antone on there, and he says that Ilhan claims she's ahead, but people really don't think she is because they Ilhan just put $1 million ad buy in, so she's scared.
Okay, interesting. So how is her opponent faring in the fundraising department compared to her?
You know, I see some people claiming that he's raising many more millions, but it's really not clear right now. The thing for me is we got to take Ilhan out. She's a shooting star in the Democratic Party. And if Biden gets in, she's going to be the ambassador to the United Nations. And it makes me just sick to think about that. The other thing is that we got to stop her. We're going to see the Muslim call to prayer on loudspeakers in many cities in North Dakota. It's coming up, and we have to stop her. And the best way to do that, what I do is I go to Antone for Congress, and I kick in money there. We still have time to do that. We're in the final. We're coming down the stretch. We can defeat her here in the primary. I call it Democrat for a day. If you've got a friend down there, call them. And I think you just have to.
It's beautiful. It goes back to the Rush Limbaugh. What was that called again? The chaos. Remember that one? Rush had that against Hillary, trying to get. In the battle between Hillary and
Chaos.
Operation Chaos. There you go. Yeah, yep. Exactly right. So you need a little Operation Chaos down there to disrupt Omar. It'd be a great idea. I hope folks follow suit with you, Arthur. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I had Ryan from Aberdeen there, and I don't see him. Others, welcome. Our telephone number, 800-228-0550. Text Todd, the Radio God, at 701-226-8503. Or you can text me at 701-367-2054. Texter says, could you guys start a conversation early with local people who volunteer at polling places? We heard our county didn't have elections because no one wanted to sit at the polls for the primary. I find that hard to believe, and many would have stepped in if that was the case. I think the mail-in vote was a wreck. Remember the day you had it on the air, everyone calling in? It was too late? Please keep on this. Thank you so much. I hope you realize your voice is one of the few out there. Well, thank you for the note, and you are right. We did get, a lot of calls about the confusion over, where's my ballot, whatever. I guess that's a little bit different than, do we trust that vote is a vote for someone that actually, has the right to vote and is legal and everything else. But you're right. There was a lot of chaos around it, a lot of confusion around it as well. And I think, to your point on the workers, I hear that a lot, too. I was talking to somebody the other day. I said, you can't believe how hard it is to find somebody. I said, why? Well, they got to be there all day. They don't, hardly get a bathroom break and, don't eat dinner. They're there from, whatever, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Like, for a day? I mean, split it up. Do it half and half. That's a lack of creativity on the part of bureaucrats is what that is. Okay, because trust me on this one thing. If you want to find somebody for a job, you can find. Pay them a premium. Give them a Target gift card to sign up. I don't fix the problem. Don't tell me nobody will do the job. I have a hard time believing that. Ryan in Aberdeen, South Dakota is calling back. Hey, Ryan, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, fellas. I'm just out and about, great wide open on the road today. I wanted to talk about Susan Rice, particularly. I find it all rather amusing since I have absolutely no intention of voting for Joe Biden, regardless of who his VP pick is. But following the speculation on who might be his VP pick kind of scratches, I guess, the same itch for me that reality shows do for a lot of people.
Oh, exactly.
What I found kind of interesting, Scott, about what you guys were discussing is why or why Susan Rice may or may not be the VP pick. And in Democratic circles, it certainly seems like she's a favorite. But there were two main points I wanted to raise about Susan Rice as a VP pick. First of all, in terms of her character flaws, let me remind you gentlemen that going back 28 years when Bill Clinton ran for his first term as president, it looked like back then character flaws were a resume enhancer for Democrats. So let's not let those get in the way of Susan Rice's prospect.
Secondly, I
think another very salient point is simply what the Democrats are kind of, hot-footing around, not coming right out and saying, but the Democrats may be running their first clinically demented candidate. I don't mean demented as in crazy. I mean demented as in clinically
real health problems. So then this woman's president.
Ryan Wiggins with us from Red Trail Energy in Richardton, North Dakota.
We produce 64 million gallons of ethanol annually. Now, in order to do that, you know, we procure about 23 million bushels of corn annually, and 98% of that is bought directly off the farm across 32 counties in North Dakota, in northwestern South Dakota, eastern Montana. So that in itself, obviously, is a huge economic impact, you know, for the agriculture community out here. It's nice to know that part of the tax revenue that we generate here, especially for the city of Richardton, you know, they just finished building a new school, and knowing that part of our tax dollars helped aid in that construction of a new school is a pretty good feeling for us here at Red Trail.
Why should North Dakotans use ethanol?
I truly believe ethanol is a much better product than it gets credit for. It's a high-octane fuel. It reduces our greenhouse gas emissions drastically. When you're putting ethanol in your vehicle, you're more likely either supporting yourself or somebody you know within the agricultural community.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Some people call me the space cowboy, yeah. Some call me the gangster of love.
There's a lot of stress in this world. You've got a candidate from a major party running for office who is in a basement and incoherent. And in 89 days, people have to choose whether he remains president or whether he becomes president or Donald Trump remains president. And meanwhile, in the middle of a pandemic that the media continues to infect, I don't know what the word is for it, but they They have they enjoy this. I think they enjoy the pandemic. I'll just say it that way. And so things like the economic record of Joe Biden, like, okay, if this guy is elected, what is he going to implement? What will that do to our economy? Gets lost. We're going to give you some facts on that here in a moment that are important. And also, I want to tell you about all of that stress about this race and about everything going on and the pandemic and everything else. It's not good for you. It's not good for you to be stressed out to the max, worried about all this stuff, worried about the election, worried about COVID, worried about the impacts and what's next and all of that. And there's a cure. And the cure to all of that stress, the cure to taking the weight of the world off your back is a sauna, a Finleo Pure Sauna. Finleo is the brand name. Been around a long time. They are the gold standard in saunas, and they're built in Minnesota. The benefits of heat bathing have been around for a long, long time. Somebody brought up the Bible earlier. Plenty of examples in the Bible. I mean, a long time, okay? If you've got a traditional or infrared sauna, your muscles relax. The aches fade away. Heart and circulation improve. Calories are burned. Skin's renewed. Tension and discord slip into harmony. Body and soul are refreshed. There is simply no better way to deal with mental strain and fatigue to reduce stress and relax muscles than in a Finleo sauna. You are making an investment in your wellness. That's what you're doing. So don't do anything else until you check out Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. It's the number 2. Hot Spring Spas at PoolTables2.com. The Finleo Spas, they will take very good care of you. Trust me on this one thing. And you call them, you tell them, Scott Hannon said to call. They're going to take very good care of you. Ask for Vince. He's the guy you hear on the ads. 844-200-7727. Mark Lauder is here. Mark is with the Trump for President campaign. And we asked Mark to come on the program today to talk a little bit about something that's not getting a lot of attention in the media. I think I know why. But it's the economic proposals of Joe Biden. Nobody's opinion of what he's going to do. This is what he says he's going to do. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing fantastic. So if we take a look at this, what should our listeners be most worried about?
You know, it's funny when you look at it, you think about it, and I remember it was just a couple of weeks ago that Vice President Pence said, I thought Bernie Sanders lost the Democrat primary. When you look at Joe Biden's economic plan, it's like straight out of the Bernie Sanders AOC socialist handbook. $4 trillion in new tax increases. That's even twice as much as Hillary Clinton proposed. Millions of people put out of work. Taxpayer money going to abortions and to free health care for illegal immigrants, but not to cops because they're the enemy and they should be defunded. I mean, where do you even start with all this?
See, the Wall Street Journal, I had an interesting editorial the other day that said, read Joe Biden's lips, new taxes. used to be a race to say no new taxes, and his headline is new taxes, right? That's the trillions you're talking about.
He doesn't even hide it. I mean, he basically just says that parents, your child tax credit that President Trump doubled, he's going to cut in half. So if you're a parent, if your kids, the tax benefit you get, he's cutting it back. He's going to raise taxes on everybody, raise taxes on corporations. I mean, I don't know. I'm not an economist, but you would think that when you're fighting to come out of an economic downturn caused by the pandemic and the China flu, that'd be the worst time to raise taxes on people. But he said, go ahead, now I'm going to raise taxes on corporations. I'm going to put 10 million people in the energy sector out of business. Think about all those people that are working up, you know, in your neck of the woods with fracking and all of the things that are creating so many jobs in energy. The truckers, even. You're going to put them out of work. They can learn to code, according to Joe Biden.
The president recently has been advocating a payroll tax cut as one remedy for the burden on taxpayers from COVID. Joe Biden, of course, is not taking that. He's going to increase it from where it is. He's got a 12.4% Social Security tax split between workers and their employers to anybody with income over $400,000 with no cap. The current payroll tax comes off after $137,700 of income, but under Biden's plan, the levy would be limitless. The economists have taken a look at that, and they say that the cost of that falls on workers, right?
Yes. I mean, this didn't surprise you, though. I mean, the idea that Joe Biden is some middle-class moderate is a myth. And this is a myth that needs to be busted. I mean, this is a guy who voted for NAFTA, supported TPP, championed China's entry into the World Trade Organization, and with most favored nation status. These are the policies that shipped our jobs overseas, shipped our jobs to China. And then now we're being told that we got to listen to Joe Biden and listen to Bernie Sanders, and they'll bring our jobs back. Well, they're the ones who sent them there in the first place.
No kidding. Listen up. There's a lot of folks within the sound of my voice here in the Northern Plains who have significant estates and issues related to, you know, generations of wealth being handed down. And what they're doing on estates is get rid of the stepped-up basis at death. That's gone. They repeal it. So that could mean, obviously, slapping capital gains tax on the dearly departed now, or the property received by the heirs would arrive with taxable capital gains hidden inside, and for no adjustment for inflation there at all. Biden is not saying what he'd do to the estate tax, which is at 40%, but Bernie Sanders has, and much of this, again, has informed what Biden's doing, right? So this is more the Sanders plan than it is the Biden plan, Mark?
Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, look, there's not a tax that Joe Biden hasn't seen that he doesn't want to raise. And it's going to take more money out of your pockets. And, I mean, the reason why this economy took off after the 8 years of decline, despair, and, you know, the mainstream media trying to convince us of a new normal, that stagnation was good, is because Donald Trump came in with a businessman's idea, cut taxes, cut regulations, got government out of the way, made America the leader in energy exporting and production in the world for the first time in decades. And Joe Biden wants to send us all back. He wants all of those old things that failed under Obama, that caused the slowest recovery since the Great Depression, to come back, and let's try that again. I don't think it worked well the first time. Why would you want to do it again?
No kidding. You're going to see some new ads for the president out on this very point, so this will be a strong, you know, Joe Biden himself saying he's going to raise taxes, so you just show the impact of that. How many jobs will that cost? Some say 500,000 jobs just in that plan. So,
tax plan's 500,000.
Yeah, unbelievable. Just the tax plan. Phenomenal. Mark, thanks for the update. Appreciate the info.
Absolutely. Always good to talk to you, Scott.
Mark Lauder from the Trump campaign. Really important to keep tabs on all of that. Hey, we're brought to you in part by our friends in Tioga. Have you seen the different point of view they have in Tioga these days? Well, come experience it. You can see it online at TiogaND.org or just stop and see them. Check out downtown. Check out the schools. A lot going on.
We're Tioga Chamber of Commerce, and we want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. Tioga's average yearly household income of over $73,000 a year supports nearly 140 area businesses. Tioga is a driver and innovator in local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Festival. Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. If you're looking for great opportunities, please visit us in Tioga and experience a great point of view. Or for more information, visit TiogaND.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest on plans for the GOP convention later this month. President Trump has just said that he will probably hold his nomination speech for his 2020 re-election bid from the White House.
And we're thinking excited about doing it from the White House because there's no movement. It's easy, and I think it's a beautiful setting.
The president saying there on Fox and Friends that the first night of the program will be held from Charlotte, North Carolina, and the media will be allowed to attend, which had earlier been up in the air. Trump administration officials and Democratic leaders say they could have a deal on a new coronavirus relief package by the end of this week. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, and Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin, as well as other White House officials like Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, all expressing confidence after a meeting that they said was successful on Tuesday. And this is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey, some good news. Some good news. I'll be on the road. Why am I hearing myself after I say things? All right. All right. I don't mind. Yeah. Todd. You figure that out. Anyway, the good news is I get to hit the road, and I am going to be hitting the road for Bismarck tomorrow. I'll be at the University of Mary for the broadcast tomorrow. Looking forward to it. They have a Leadership North Dakota event with some youngsters coming in, mentored by some great North Dakota minds, young up-and-coming minds. So looking forward to telling you a little bit about that program and their ongoing efforts on workforce and so much more at the University of Mary. So I'll be there tomorrow. But I get to stop at PetroServe USA, see, on the way.
Oh, I see where you're going
so
there.
So that's the nice thing. And it's hard not to look ahead to the specials to see what I'm having for lunch tomorrow. But I'll save that and tell you about today because you want to know where to find the lasagna. Well, Valley City, exit 292, PetroServe USA, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, and 12th Avenue, North Fargo location, all today with lasagna, garlic toast, all the goodies, all the lunch specials come with two sides and a bun, and also Swedish meatballs at the Valley City location of PetroServe USA. Don't forget, all the stores have the 4-for-4 deal, the pizza, the 20-ounce popper coffee, and the two cookies. If you have discipline, you eat them later. After the breakfast pizza or the lunch pizza, or if not, you just have one good old meal right there. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, and remember, you own the store. You own the place. Not many places you can shop where you own it, but you do there. So if you don't have your official certificate of ownership, make sure you ask at the counter, hey, how can I be part of this co-op? I'd love to be at PetroServe USA. You tell them Scott sent you. Then next week, I get to go back to Bismarck. Look forward to that. We have that Energy Town Hall on the 13th. That's Thursday, week from tomorrow. What's an Energy Town Hall, Scott? It's a tea party. It is a rally. It is a forum. You can call it whatever you want. I just wanted a chance to talk to people about what they think about North Dakota Energy and how they support North Dakota Energy, what they like, what they want to see lawmakers do. I believe that, you know, North Dakota Energy and North Dakota Ag are two ginormous pillars of North Dakota's economy, okay? I mean, huge. And, you know, there's perils in all of them. I just saw that story about grocery costs rising at the highest rate in decades from the pandemic, right? Do you know that? Highest in decades.
Saw that.
And if you go, for instance, for, let's say, some beef, you're going to have beef. The price of beef, whoever printed this for me, is officially fired. I can't even...
58 pages upside down. I've got half a story here. I know the price of beef is up. I just can't find how much.
It's weird, too, how just, like, they're talking about used cars, and used car dealers can't get used cars because of the way the flow of the different markets are really
it's weird
how it's across the board.
My point, even though I can't find the number that I'm looking for, is it's not up for ranchers. The cattle producers aren't getting it. And so that's the other thing that makes zero sense. Here it is. Prices for beef and veal, 25.1% increase over last year at this time. Pork is 11.8%. Our pork producers getting jammed too. Eggs up 12.1%. It's not right. Got to figure it out. But here's the deal, folks. If North Dakota Energy is not able to return to where North Dakota Energy was pre-pandemic and continue to grow, to have more and more of everything, all of the above, we will have significant economic harm here. I don't want that to happen. I want us all to get in a room and start trying to figure that out. So that's the only agenda, is just to, you know, have a conversation about North Dakota Energy and get your opinions. Coal, oil, gas, wind, ethanol, the works. We'll have ag folks there. Doug Goring's agreed to come, Industrial Commission member, Department of Ag Commissioner. So we look forward to that conversation next week. Should be a lot of fun. Okay, let me tell you about this. We promised the Trooper Talk today, and we're going to do that very soon in the future, where we just tackle your issues on anything and everything. But today we are going to focus with Sergeant Wade Katamaris, and from the North Dakota Department of Transportation, Lauren Bjork, on the issue of seatbelts. And I have had a transformation on my view of a primary seatbelt law, mainly because I've talked to people like Wade. I've had a lot of conversations with law enforcement. And I'm telling you, when law enforcement speaks, I listen. I think for myself, I get the data, but I listen. And I think, you know, given what they do for us, being on that front line, that's important to do. So we're going to have a little bit of that conversation today on the program. Wade and Lauren, welcome to you both. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Nice to have you here. So, Wade, from your own perspective and from what your fellow law enforcement officers tell you and talk about coming upon an accident where there are fatalities and what goes through your mind and what that requires you to do.
Well, normally when we respond to a crash, you know, we're hoping and praying that it doesn't result in serious injury or fatality. But when we do show up and we find that individuals have died during the crash, then the process of investigating the crash along with notifying family members go with that investigation. And that's one of the toughest things is for law enforcement to do, is to go to somebody's home and notify their loved ones or friends or family or relatives that someone they know has died that night because of a motor vehicle crash.
I can't even imagine. You know, as a dad of three, you know, 20-something teenage drivers, you just, you know, the thought just absolutely puts you out of breath. It really is incredible. There's a solution for what Wade just described for us and is describing, Lauren, that so it doesn't have to happen, or it can happen less. Tell us about why you believe that seatbelts, number one, as they already are, should be required, but also that one could be pulled over for not wearing one. It'd be fined.
Correct. Well, seatbelts are the single most effective way to protect yourself from serious injury or death. And as Sergeant Katamaris said, these are real people. It's not just numbers. And nearly 70% of our eligible motor vehicle fatalities so far in 2020 were unbelted. And 70% is a majority of those fatalities. And a seatbelt could have prevented it.
Say that again. You're saying so far this year, of all the fatalities on the road, 70% of those fatalities were at least partially responsible for the fact that person didn't have a seatbelt on.
Correct. Yep. 70% of those that were in a vehicle where they were seatbelt eligible were not wearing their seatbelt.
And statistics tell you that that's not some kind of a statistical fluke, right? That in fact, when you track accidents with a seatbelt on versus accidents without a seatbelt on, the fatality rate is significantly different?
Correct. Yep. It's the single most effective thing you can do. It keeps you where you're supposed to be in your seat. It keeps you in the vehicle. It also prevents you from crashing into other people, other occupants in the vehicle as well.
Wade, this has been a tough sell with North Dakotans. We haven't even had a law regarding seatbelts for that long. One of the reasons it was able to pass was to take out the primary part of that, where it was a primary offense and you could be pulled over for it. Do you think opinions are changing on this? When you talk to folks, why do you think it's been a tough sell, and why do you see that changing going forward?
Well, I do feel that opinions have changed since the law first came into effect, and I believe that was back in 1993. I know my daughter right now, I get into the vehicle, that's the first thing she tells me to do, and because she grew up knowing that seatbelts are important to wear and that they increase your chance of survival in a crash. And realistically, I mean, it's a primary law for anybody under the age of 18. So they grow up knowing that they have to wear it. But the only issue is that when they turn 18, you know, that issue of them having to wear it goes away. So, you know, to me, that's just conflicting and confusing in and of itself.
One texter says, can't we just have the facts put out there and be given the choice whether we want to wear it or not? What would you say? Lauren, I'll ask you first and then Sergeant Gattermas.
Sure. Well, that choice to not wear your seatbelt, it affects more than just you. Like I said, if you weren't wearing that seatbelt and you were in a vehicle crash and you ended up getting ejected and passed away, that decision affects all of your family members, your friends. It affects the trooper that comes upon your crash that has to go and tell your family that you're no longer with us. But as I also said, it keeps you in place. So not wearing that seatbelt, you could throw yourself into another vehicle occupant and injure or possibly cause death to them as well.
Sergeant, what do you say?
Well, I always try and put it in an example that, you know, makes it, at least for me, a little more understandable. I mean, in the U.S., we have several amusement parks that have wild rides. A lot of these wild amusement park rides are less violent than a motor vehicle crash. But when you go into their facility, you're not able to ride these rides unless you actually put on the seatbelts or other secure mechanical equipment that they require when you ride these rides. And one thing with those things is they're predictable. You know what's going to happen on those rides. And so I tell people, why wouldn't you want to put it on a seatbelt when you're in a vehicle where things are unpredictable? Right now, we have motorists on the roadway that are unsafe drivers. You can predict the way you're going to drive and control the way you're going to drive, but you cannot control the way somebody else is going to drive or the choices they're going to make while they're on the roadway.
Here's the issue with me. It really is number one, out of respect for law enforcement and their expertise in this and their anguish in what they put up with. But also when they do come across an accident where a seatbelt hasn't been worn, and as you hear that's significantly the case, guess what? You and I pay more. We pay more for the trooper's time. We pay more for the investigation. They have notified the family. The investigations cost more, so it's a higher expense, not to mention the burden on health care, which probably means you pay higher insurance premiums and everything else. We're brought to you today by Oasis Petroleum. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you have the opportunity to call us. Nick in Minnesota, Doug in Rapid City, we want to get you in, but if we can't get you in, remember, 24/7, 855-200-1776.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking, similar to mud jacking. Polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and quicker dry time with longer lasting results.
Polyjacking, the practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com.
Life can be hard, especially these days. And it's impossible to ignore all the stresses closing in. But it's nothing a sip or two of North Dakota sweet crude can't help. That smooth old family cinnamon and spice moonshine recipe is there to help you relax at the end of a crazy day, whether you left the house or not. North Dakota sweet crude. It's good to know you can still step back and relax with a drink created at a simpler time. North Dakota sweet crude liqueur. Ask for it by name or find a new recipe at crudespirits.com.
PetroServe USA has a great lunch special for you today. Home cooking, grab and go convenience. Come on in and check it out. And stock up on Pizza Corner Pizza, 2 for $11. 2 for $2 on the sparkling ice with caffeine. Salted nut rolls are 2 for $1. The giant seeds, 5-ounce bag, only $1.29. And how about the new Kit Kat birthday cake? 79 cents. And the Anacorda, 10-foot course for your iPhone, $9.49. At a PetroServe USA near you. Tell them Scott sent you to PetroServe USA.
All this talk about defunding and disbanding our police departments is crazy. Crime is way up already. Abolishing the police would be an invitation to criminals to take over our streets. We can't let that happen.
85% of Minnesotans say they support their local police. If you agree, go to supportmnpolice.com to make your voice heard. That's supportmnpolice.com, brought to you by Center of the American Experiment.
Debt is a significant concern among millennials, Gen Xers, and boomers alike, while not saving more for retirement is still their biggest regret. That's according to the latest survey from American Century Investments. Diane Gallagher is the company's vice president.
Despite these similarities, nearly half of the millennials in our survey expect their standard of living in retirement to be better than their current situation, while one-third of the boomers think that it will instead be worse.
To learn more, visit AmericanCentury.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Debt is a significant concern among millennials, Gen Xers, and boomers alike, while not saving more for retirement is still their biggest regret. That's according to the latest survey from American Century Investments. Diane Gallagher is the company's vice president.
Despite these similarities, nearly half of the millennials in our survey expect their standard of living in retirement to be better than their current situation, while one-third of the boomers think that it will instead be worse.
To learn more, visit AmericanCentury.com.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC. The red, white, and you sale going on now. One of the largest pre-owned inventories in the area. New shipments, fresh trades arriving daily. You're sure to find a vehicle for your lifestyle. Maybe an Enclave, an Acadia, a Yukon, Silverado, Equinox, Malibu, a Cruise. Some at very low miles and payments are as low as $199 a month, and all come with our lifetime warranty. Shop your used car superstore, Schwann Buick GMC, where your warranty lasts a lifetime. SchwannBuickGMC.com.
11 before the top of the hour on What's On Your Mind, also brought to you today by our friends at Advanced Business Methods, great homegrown company. Place to go when you need to upgrade your copiers, printers, office equipment. They're in Fargo. They're in West Fargo, actually. Bismarck, Grand Forks, Minot, Dickinson. But find them anywhere at abmnow.com. I got a printer right next to my foot here on the floor, below the desk, which anything that I want to print up is boom. It's right there. And I'm such a dinosaur I want things in my hand. I don't like reading them. I have four screens here. I could read them off any screen. I don't care. I like them in my hand. Print that for me. Print that for me. And, you know, these are high-end computers these days. Data analytics and help you track usage, tell you how to save money on the job, who's printing what. And, by the way, they can help you with that because hackers are trying to get into your server. Trust me. So you want the pros. 50th anniversary coming up. Go online to find out more at abmnow.com, Advanced Business Methods. All right, finishing our conversation with Wade Kadamas and Lauren Bjork. We're talking about seatbelts today on the program. Nick and Doug, we're going to get to you before the end of the segment here, so hold tight for that as well. A couple of texts that have come in. What is the difference between legally forced seatbelts and legally forced masks for COVID? Wade, what would you say? I guess you could say the health department could say, okay, we have a study. Masks are better for you. There you go. Now you need to do it. You know, people are going to make those arguments against a primary seatbelt law. What would you say?
Well, I guess honestly, that's a hard one to tackle. I mean, I see a mask. You're wearing it not only to protect yourself, but to protect everyone else because individuals, if they're asymptomatic, they don't know if they have COVID. They don't know if they're spreading it.
It'd also be kind of a temporary thing, obviously, but I get the point from a legal question. Lauren, somebody else is asking, what's the difference? I'm sorry, where's that one here? I'm sorry. Is asking the question related to having friends that would be dead if they had been wearing seatbelts. You hear that from time to time. I don't, you shouldn't force me to do that because there's, you know, there have been occasions of people dying as a result of wearing the seatbelt. Now, I don't know anything about the statistics, but what would you say in that case?
Correct. There's always going to be those situations that you hear about where a seatbelt may have, you know, prevented them from getting out of the vehicle when they needed to, but those instances are so rare, and the statistics that we do have show that wearing your seatbelt is actually going to protect you. I do have a statistic here from 2019 where 53% of unbelted fatalities were partially or totally ejected. So over half of those fatalities that weren't wearing their seatbelt were ejected from the vehicle, and that just shows that you probably would have been a lot safer kept into your seat.
Texture says, agreeing with others that have spoken, these people are taking the time to explain the seatbelt effectiveness. It's good. It wasn't done when seatbelts were mandated. Educate first. Maybe a lot of things would be voluntary. Marketing. Just the word marketing. Just more marketing. Talk more about this. Seatbelt use has increased, right? I mean, people are accepting it more and more and more. Do you think that they're right, that if you do more of what you're doing today, Wade, that more people would accept this?
Yeah, I do feel they would. One thing I want to point out, though, as well, as far as, you know, the argument about, I don't know if seatbelts that actually cause people to die in a crash, depending on the crash and the circumstances surrounding it, might they prevent you from getting out? Yeah, but that is very rare when that occurs. There's multiple factors in a crash, not just the fact that somebody's wearing a seatbelt. Speed is also a huge issue with crashes here in North Dakota. Depending on your speed, regardless of if you're wearing your seatbelt or not, you may end up dying in a crash just because of the speeds alone. So people have to understand that there's multiple things that go into reasoning why people are injured or die in a crash. But to help prevent people from being seriously injured or dying in the crash, there's the seatbelt. Manufacturers build cars with seatbelts, with airbags. They're all designed to be used. They're all designed to be used together to help prevent injury and death.
Well, I appreciate you two joining us today. Wade, looking forward to our Trooper Talk coming up here in a little while as well. And Lauren, we'll certainly have you back as we'll continue to follow this issue of the seatbelts. It prompts a lot of debate, which I really enjoy. I do. And it's a good opportunity to think it all through. Thank you both very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You bet.
Thank you.
Wade Kadamas and Lauren Bjork from DOT. And somebody smashing the living daylights out of a keyboard there.
Chopping some onions or something there.
I think it was a keyboard. Nick in Minnesota, Doug in Rapid City, we're not going to get to you. I so apologize. If you want to hang on a moment, we can chat as soon as we finish here. And we can, you know, use you tomorrow on the air. So just hang tight for that. Also, some breaking news. Joe Biden will not be accepting the Democratic nomination at the party's convention in Milwaukee.
What?
Had you there for a second, didn't I? Whoa, what? Is that? No, public health officials, experts, blah, 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 worsening coronavirus pandemic. Oh, man. That's just exactly like they wrote the script back in April, isn't it? Yeah.
Yep.
He's in his basement and he loves it. So it looks like the summer of 2020 might be just a bit different than we thought, right? Well, head on in to see Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, to make something better out of it. Every day made better, like Hot Spring Spas. Like all the fun they have, the game tables, and guess what? The saunas. More and more research out about saunas and how healthy they are for you. Kill everything bad. Get in that sauna. Just clear your head. And you know what? With everything canceled this year, what a perfect summer to own your very own splash super pool. It's made in the USA. It's very easy to own. You'll have it for many years to come. The best swimming pool made. Sets up in less than an hour. Your very own swimming pool can be yours for as little as $90 a month or take advantage of 12 months, no interest, no payments. Take one home today. Swim tomorrow. Make your home the place to be this summer with a splash pool from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks. Online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at GCNlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight and increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.